This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, all of my dearest sisters and brothers, if you're listening. I've had a lot of people inbox me, and I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of struggles right now with the current trial we all face. And I thought that I'd just quickly share with you 3 points that I hope will help us all to, you know, deal better with what we're going through. You know, first of all, I think it's really important that, you know, we develop a more realistic mindset towards life in general. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of us, you know, are currently struggling so much with this trial that we're going through is, let's be honest, we've had it so good for so long. And the reality is that, you know, hardships and trials, you know, they're an inevitable part of this life. And this is why it's so important that, you know, we go back to the Quran and have a closer relationship with the Quran than we ever did. Because you find that, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran over and over again has reminded us of the reality of this life and how we will be tested and that, you know, trials are inevitable. One of the particular surahs that I'm currently revising myself, you know, Surah Al-Ankabut, I find it very calming, you know, and reassuring when I read that particular surah, especially if you go to the beginning, you know, you see how Allah says after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasiban Nasu ay yutraku ay yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. You know, do people think that they'll be left just to believe and to say I believe and yet they won't be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِهِمْ, and we tested those who came before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and so Allah will know who are the sincere believers from amongst them and who are the ones who didn't have that sincerity. And subhanAllah, you know, you find that's what tests do. You know, Allah's reminding us that you're going to be tested just like those were tested in the past. And that these tests, they act to refine you. Like these tests are there to refine you. And Allah, you know, refines you through these tests and develops you as a believer. So that's the first point. You know, just have a more, we need to develop a more realistic approach and outlook towards life. Secondly, you know, reflect on the lessons that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, you know, through this trial. Like, one of the greatest lessons we learn through such trials is at-tawakkul, you know, how to have greater tawakkul. Because, you know, if you reflect upon what's happening to us, you know, having a lot of our usual support mechanisms that we tend to rely on taken away from us. You know, we don't have that social support as much as what we had. You know, we don't have the masjid. You know, a lot of the things we take for granted have been taken away. But what does this do? It makes us realize our vulnerability, and it makes us realize how much more we need to be, you know, resorting back to Allah and relying on Allah in all of our affairs. So developing a tawakkul, you know, is number one lesson that we learn through this trial. And this is how Allah is, you know, as I said, developing us as believers. And also, you know, patience. We're learning patience through this. We're learning how to be resilient. And Allah wants us to be resilient, you know, as believers. And the only way you're going to get resilient is by, you know, practicing it. Practicing resilience is what makes you more resilient. Like, there's actually a narration in which the Messenger of Allah said, "Innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum wa innama al-hilmu bit-tahallum," right? That verily, knowledge is only gained by learning, and that, you know, being patient is only gained, or, you know, being forbearing is only gained by being forbearing. You know, it's only by practicing being forbearing that someone becomes like that. So we're learning these things, and, you know, and that's why as well, you know, this is a very valuable lesson that we're also teaching our children, you know, how to just cope with hardships. It's a really invaluable lesson. And when you can see what happens when you haven't gone through these, you know, trying experiences, that when they do pop up in the future, which they inevitably will, that you find it difficult to cope with because you haven't actually, you know, practiced being resilient in the first place. And another lesson we can also learn in particular is, you know, what is our true status before Allah? You know, we really feel our weakness and vulnerability in such trials. And this is what really creates that feeling in you for that need for Allah, like to turn back to Allah, you know, and really resort back to Allah. And, you know, it reminds me of that ayah where Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. O people, you know, O mankind, you are poor before Allah, but Allah is the rich, al-ghani, right? Allah is the rich and you are the poor, subhanAllah. So, you know, just, this is a very important lesson we're all learning, you know, about how to be vulnerable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without all those support mechanisms around us. Another third point that I wanted to just quickly mention as well is, you know, let's not lose our focus. You know, the only thing that's changed right now are our circumstances. But, you know, let's remind ourselves that what is our ultimate goal as believers? Our ultimate goal is Allah and the Akhirah, you know, striving for Allah, striving for the Akhirah. So all that's happened here is that, you know, the circumstances have changed, but our goal is still the same, right? Our goal is still the same. Nothing's changed with that. So what's upon us now then is just to change direction. That's all it is. It's about changing your direction, but your goal is still the same. And this is the amazing thing, you know, that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, mentions that ajab and the amrin mu'min, you know, the amazing is the affair of the believer. Inna amrahu kullahu khair. Kullahu lahu khair. Like all of his affairs are good for him. Wa laysa dhalika illa lil mu'min. And that is only for the mu'min. Why? Because no matter what happens to the mu'min, they will always make the best out of the situation. You know, no matter what life throws at you, you'll always find a way to make the best of your situation. And, you know, one of the most beloved stories to me is the story of Sheikh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. You know, one of his famous sayings that he said was like, what can my enemy do to me? You know, if they throw me in jail, it's solitude with me and my Lord, right? And if they exile me in the land, then it's tourism and a chance for me to ponder on the creations of Allah. And if they kill me, I'll be a shaheed. I'll be a martyr. So what can, you know, my enemy do to me, you know? So, and this is the same attitude we need to have. No matter what life throws at us, we just have to learn to be flexible with that and to, you know, go with the flow and keep focusing on our goal of working towards Allah and the Akhirah and make the most of our days and our moments as much as we can. And, you know, right now, what is the main focus we should be all focusing on? You know, Ramadan, preparing for Ramadan. And subhanAllah, what a blessing that Allah chose for this, you know, trial to come to us before Ramadan. So we're already preparing ourselves psychologically for, you know, what we need to be doing and how to cope with this trial before Ramadan came to us, right? And amazingly, you know, Sha'ban, we're in Sha'ban, and this is the month when the reciters of the Quran in the past would actually, you know, lock up their shops and businesses and focus on, you know, revising the Quran in preparation for Ramadan. So, subhanAllah, so, you know, we've got this chance now where, you know, we haven't, you know, we're not able to do a lot of our outdoor activities anymore. We shouldn't waste this chance, you know, to prepare ourselves for Ramadan, especially with our Quran, and especially, you know, sisters and brothers, we're not going to have that imam for Taraweeh this year. We're going to have to be the imam for Taraweeh for, you know, if we're praying with our families or by ourselves. So we need, you know, that's why this is the value now. Alhamdulillah, if you've got Quran, this is the value of it. You'll see it. And that's why it's very recommended that, you know, revise any Quran that you've memorized. If you haven't memorized enough Quran, try to memorize more now because you're going to be needing it, inshallah, when you pray your Taraweeh, inshallah, in Ramadan. And then besides that, you know, besides making the most of this month of Sha'ban in preparation for Ramadan, also try to, you know, make some personal goals. Like this is going to be probably an ongoing trial for some months. And so let's think about what some personal goals that we can work towards. Let's make the most of this situation. You know, like perhaps for you, it could be, you know, writing a book, or it could be developing a particular skill that you have put off learning. You know, it could be learning Arabic, you know, take a course in Arabic, or just any, you know, personal development course that you could do. There's so many things. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed to live in a time where we're, you know, we're surrounded with so many different courses online that we can take. And then, you know, besides that as well, I think it's really important that we take this time to develop ourselves. You know, let's be more introspective about our own selves, our own personal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of that is learning how to be far more grateful than we have been. You know, trying to be thankful and grateful for the small things. We often have overlooked a lot of these blessings that Allah has given us, and we don't thank Allah enough. And, you know, making a lot more istighfar, al-istighfar, you know, making a lot more istighfar, asking Allah, astaghfirullah, asking Allah for forgiveness, and trying to purify our nafs, tazkita nafs. So this is, you know, just try to work on yourself, work on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then besides that, lastly, you know, obviously we all feel a certain level of anxiety about what's going on. So how to deal with that, you know, just some quick things. You know, one thing is it's very important that we block out all the hype. You know, if my advice would be, as much as possible, try to block out the hype, you know, the conspiracy theories, try to focus on the information that's given by a recognized health authority as much as possible. And don't be excessive in taking more than you need. You know, just focus on what you do need to know about, and don't go on and on with it, you know, because it just gets overloading after a while. Besides that, you know, focus on doing those things that bring calmness to you. You know, what does Allah tell us? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help with, you know, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help with being patient. Seek help with your prayer. These are things that keep you focused. They, you know, they calm you down. You know, you reading Quran, like I said before, reading Surah Yusuf, you know, those surahs that give you hope and realize, you know, realize that life's all about trials, but in the end, there's always hope. You know, there's always a way out from those trials. Doing your dhikr, you know, doing your dhikr, especially in the mornings and the evenings. And just dhikring, just try to be upon dhikr more than usual. You know, some of the du'as in particular, they really strengthen you. Like, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghithu, aslih li sha'ni kullahu, wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfata 'ayn. Right? Oh, ever living, all sustaining. Bi rahmatika astaghith, by your mercy, I ask, you know, I seek refuge in you. Aslih li sha'ni kullahu, rectify all of my affairs. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. And do not leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye. You know, we're all feeling vulnerable now and weak. You know, subhanAllah, we need Al-Hayyul Qayyum. We need Al-Hayyul Qayyum, and to depend on Allah more than ever. And, you know, pour out your anxieties to Allah in your dua. You know, in your sajda, pour out your anxieties to Allah in your sajda. And, you know, and finally, let's all remind ourselves of what Allah mentions about what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell Abu Bakr when they were in the cave surrounded by, you know, the enemies, you know, subhanAllah, outside the cave and under threat. And imagine the fear, right? Imagine the fear factor of that. And what does the Messenger of Allah say? La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. You know, do not be sad. Do not be afraid. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Allah Ta'ala is with us. You know, as long as you are with Allah, you're never a loser. You're never a loser as long as you're with Allah. So this is why we should all, you know, you want to calm yourself down. Just take some deep breaths. Remind yourself, Allah is with me. You know, Allah's with me. I am safe as long as I'm with Allah. And Allah's helping me and protecting me. And no matter what happens, I'm with Allah. So I'll leave you all there, inshallah, and hopefully I'll be able to come on and give you some more reminders in the future. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.